specials listed on their Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore Facebook page. The public is always welcome at the Campus Bookstore and University Images, with convenient parking open to the public.
In these turbulent political and economic times, are you having trouble mapping out your financial future? Let Gary Jorgensen, a wealth advisor, assist you in the development of a financial strategy to help you pursue your financial goals. Gary Jorgensen of Diversified Financial Concepts is located on West M26, just south of Houghton, in the Lake Accounting Building. Call 482-2370 to make an appointment. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Are you a business owner? Hi, this is Bob Franti of the Turvo Agency in Hancock. Whether you are a contractor, a manufacturer, a mom-and-pop business, or anything in between, the Turvo Agency can work with you to design an insurance program to meet your unique needs. As an independent agency, we represent many insurance companies. More choices, more options, more security, more peace of mind. Give me, Bob Franti, or agents Jeff Mickish or Teresa Stachowiak a call, and put the Turvo Agency to work for you.
Not everyone has $1 million, but everyone can have $1 million smile. The smile that lights up a room. The smile that captivates, that instantly puts people at ease. The smile that gives you the confidence to be you. Your smile is uniquely yours. Treasure it. Protect it. Superior Smiles, gentle quality dentistry for the entire family. With pediatric dentist Sarah Matlock, Doctors Fisher, Tony Sarazen, and Joe Strong can give you that superior smile. Superior Smiles, family dentistry in Hancock. Call today for your superior smile. 482-3621.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Coach and I just chatting about things during the break there. And let's go to Saturday night's game. Wow, this is a lot of fun because the Huskies got the offense going right away. And Joel Esperance at the 112 mark. It's a great feed from Tyler Hanerdon.
By the Huskies, though, up for Leibinger off of the boards nicely there to Tyler Hanerdon. Huskies again, Hanerdon. Hanerdon coming down, looks to shoot, does. In front, scores! Oh, what a pass! In front there to number 11, Joel Esperance. And it almost, Dave, looked like it was going to be a shot by Tyler Hanerdon, but he went backside.
Well, that's how hard that pass was. It looked like a shot.
Well, it did. And, you know, I had messed with the lines, not messed with them, but I had changed lines and rotated some guys in and out on Friday night. And by the end of the game, Tyler was not playing with Joel and Ike like we had had. So we went back to that line Saturday with Tyler, CJ Ike, and Joel Esperance. And paid off real early in the game. But I like Joel. He beat his guy to the net, went to the post, stopped, stick on the ice, what you want to do. And we'd gotten away from some of that looping a little bit, but I'm glad that you know, he had the presence to stop. But Tyler makes a great play. Beats his guy to the outside, fakes inside, goes outside, is patient. He just doesn't throw it. He waits till he gets to a spot where he has a little bit of room and a seam and makes a great play. And obviously that's a huge goal. And, you know, like I said, going into the weekend, they'd given up 8 goals in 10 games. And then after Friday, 9 goals in 11 games. So they're not giving you anything. I mean, they're playing so hard defensively. And I thought it was real important that we got the lead. You know, we hadn't had the lead Friday night all weekend. So to get off to the lead was really important because I think their team, you know, they're not going to score a lot either. So if you can get up on them, then it opens the game up and gives you an opportunity to create some other scoring chances.
That goal came at the 1:12 mark of the period. Joel Esperance from Tyler Hanerdon and CJ Ike, everybody on that line contributing to the goal, and the Huskies didn't waste much more time to get goal number two. Alex Patan from Shane Hanna and Malcolm Gould makes it a 2-0 score.
And Michigan Tech will control it. Back for Hanna now, over for Patan. He'll shoot. It scores! There it is! Alex Patan right through from the point. A C9 laser shot that Dayfield did not even see into the back of the net. 2-0 Michigan Tech.
Great commotion in front of the net on that goal.
Well, there was, and I think that was the whole key. We had really talked about getting bodies and people in front of their goalies. Their goalies like to be fairly aggressive. And, you know, they made a goalie switch, which I was a little surprised with because the other kid, what was the goalie, Kozoff, that played on
Friday night.
Friday night. Now, he had just come off a shutout up in Alaska on the following Saturday. So he played Friday night. So he's getting up 1 goal in 2 games. I was a little surprised by the goaltending change there. But anyway, we did a real good job on the power play. by drawing, you know, winning the faceoff to keep it in the zone. And obviously, that's one of the things we talked about. We wanted to try to get the puck in the middle of the ice up top with traffic in front. And when you put Joel Esperance and Tyler Heinonen down by the net, they're two big bodies. It's really hard to see around them. And this is the goal that they actually reviewed, that Lake State, you know, complained a little bit about, you know, maybe goalie interference. But when you look at it in the up top view and everything else, we were above the crease. And you can be outside the crease. So they did a great job, a great shot. Like Alex, no big slap or anything. You got a good wrist shot. The whole key there is just getting it on the net, and with everybody in front, you know, it's got a chance to go in, and that obviously is a huge goal.
And that almost looked, you know, you look, we saw that we got a good look at the overhead view too when they were reviewing it up there, and we thought there's no way they're going to take this goal away from us. But watching it from the other angles, it almost, I mean, Tyler Heinonen had tried to tried to knock it down with his stick, and it was tough to see if he actually did or not. So but it went through.
It went through. So and you know, big goal, and like I said, that's the whole key on the power plays is to make sure. And I'm not worried about percentage. You've heard me talk about this before. It's getting goals at key times. And, you know, it's a key time because we're trying to get some separation. We haven't had much separation in our games. And even against Anchorage the weekend before, if we could have got a little separation where we had the lead, I think that really would have helped us. So here, getting that second goal, you know, gives your team another spark, get some separation. And now they have to start playing a little different, Dirk. They've got to start opening their game up, taking some chances. Because, you know, they got to score, and they're so well coached defensively, but now they're going to try and take some chances. And I thought just that just led to more room on the ice, us being able to skate, drawing some penalties, and obviously scoring some more goals.
And that was only, I think, 5 seconds into the power play?
Well, it was, yeah. And that's a key. The whole key, and one of the biggest keys in power plays, I think they made this change a few years ago, was anytime you started a power play, the faceoff would always go down to the team's opposing team's defensive zone. Right. It always used to be, you know, sort of the nearest place to their infraction, and that was a huge change. And then now that's really put the importance on that faceoff, because if you get it, you get great, you know, you get possession, and now you can work it around, which we did.
Alex Patan gets another power play goal as Bryce Schmidt goes off for tripping at the 5:58 mark. Patan is second of the game. Shane Hanna gets an assist on this. And here it was to give the Huskies a 3-0 lead.
Play in the right wing corner. Power play for Michigan Tech. Already up 2-0. And sent around by the Lakers. Good keep there by Patan. And Hanna gives it back for Patan. He'll shoot. Tipped in front. Scores! Another redirect in front end. And I think it was Patan who's going to get credit for it, because I think it hit a Laker in front.
And I think that's what did happen. And Patan gets the goal. It did move a little bit on the way in, didn't it?
It did. Yeah, it hit, I believe, one of their players and went in. And but that's what you do when you have traffic. And it not only you create your own players in front, but it draws some of their players. And now you've got people everywhere, and that's why it's so important to get the puck through and not have shots blocked. I mean, shot blocking is so important now, and I'm sure they're looking at those two power play goals and are not happy with you know, the attempts to block the shots. But again, another big goal for us, and Alex is so good with the puck. He's the guy you want with the puck in that situation, and you got to find a way to get him the puck. And we're always trying to say, well, should he be here, should he be there? He's played on the half wall a little bit, but we got him moving around, so you can't just say, here's Patan. We're going to go stand next to him and take him out and let anybody else beat you. If you keep him moving, keep him playing in different positions, a lot harder to check and a lot harder to find him. And another big goal, you know, good drawing the penalties. We're moving our feet. We're skating. We're playing well.
And we sent Dayfield out of the game. Coach Damon Witten takes him out, puts Kossoff back in, and the Huskies score right away again.
Back to the point. Shot by Jimmy Davis. Scores! Is it a goal for Jimmy Davis? His first of his career. Jimmy Davis with the goal for the point. If that did not get redirected, and maybe it was, it might have been Lucchini. We'll see.
I was trying to will that goal for Jimmy Davis.
Oh, are you ever? I mean, you must have been some pool or something.
I did not see the redirect at all on that one. And but I could tell with the reaction of Lucchini. I said, oh, no, I bet you that. And I'm happy for Jake, obviously. But Jimmy is still looking for that elusive first career goal. But he gets an assist. Nice play there, by the way.
Well, I'm sure he'll be happy with the assist as much as the goal. But another
that's
one
the second one this year,
well,
though.
I know.
That's been redirected for
him. The last couple of weeks. And the puck came, again, from low to high because they collapse their players down low and really don't give you anything down by the net. So now you got to get it up to the defenseman. And we talked about this with our defenseman quite a bit on Saturday, is how instead of getting it and going D to D, just get that shot away quick. And Jimmy did. He got it, wrist shot. And Jake Lucchini, we actually had him outnumbered 2-1 down low. And Jake does a great job. That was a great tip, and he got a stick on it. And actually tipped it up over the goalie and into the top shelf. And good for Jake. He's playing so well, and I know he's one of the top scorers in the BC Junior League. So put a lot of pressure.